The way people do business has changed forever. Email, texting, and social media have dramatically changed the way people communicate. Try calling the average teenager, for example. What is the likelihood the teen will answer a phone call? Very slim. However, text the average teenager, and you may receive an immediate response. Teens are not the only group that has embraced these advances in technology. Many age groups prefer text over email today. Some may even prefer an instant message from Facebook Messenger or Twitter over a regular text message. Some people prefer a good old-fashioned phone call. No matter how we communicate today, remember that the consumer is still the star of all transactions. When communicating with a buyer or seller, take the time to learn how they use technology and their favorite form of communication to reach them at their level. Changes in communication mirror advances in technology that bring productivity and innovation to the forefront of the business model. The internet is an illustrative example of changing business models. A handful of decades ago, the internet was an emerging technology that some dismissed as merely a fad. More than a quarter century later, the business world, for all its face-to-face relationships, runs via the internet. It has, in a very short amount of time, become both the driving force behind and the facilitator of innovation and increased productivity and profitability. Applying what we know about the internet and its effect on the standard business model to current emerging technologies opens a window into the future of how people do business. Many other new technologies could have similar far-reaching effects, not only in the real estate industry, but also in the business world in general. While it can take significant amounts of time, sometimes years, for new technologies to have real-world applications, it can only benefit an agent to be aware of what technologies are coming and how they may affect not just communication, but the way people do business. Time magazine called the Gutenberg printing press the most significant invention of the last millennium because it allowed for the mass production of written information. Books were reproduced by the thousands, delivering information to the masses. The internet, and now the smartphone and tablet, have made access to information not just easy, but immediate, giving access to everyone who is connected online, whether by computer, smartphone, or tablet. Though the millennium is relatively young, the advent of the smartphone has redefined the speed at which communication happens. With sites like Twitter and Facebook, and text messaging provided by phone carriers, people across the globe can participate in real-time written conversations with a multitude of people simultaneously. Social Flow posted an article on August 26, 2011, regarding an earthquake centered in Virginia that was felt along the eastern seaboard. The article, "All Shook Up: Mapping Earthquake News on Twitter from Virginia to Maine," shows that people in New York City had more than a 30-second notice before the quake hit the city. The speed at which news is now able to travel from primary sources to others is instantaneous. The Pew Research Center recently reported that 86% of all U.S. adults use mobile devices to access the internet. The survey further stated that 28% of Americans rely on their mobile devices to keep them constantly connected. These statistics are significant because they reflect the ease with which consumers access information with their mobile devices to make informed purchasing decisions. This information-driven consumerism has spawned new opportunities for individuals to provide opinions about products and services through a variety of avenues. Instead of reaching out to the companies that produce goods and provide services, today, consumers reach out to each other through applications, apps, like Yelp and Facebook, to research consumer approval ratings of products and services. By the time a homeowner, for example, reaches out to a real estate professional, the homeowner may already have seen reviews provided by others who have enlisted the services of the agent. Yes, consumers truly can get it all. The online multiple listing services and the syndicated listing services provide real-time information to consumers about much more than new listings, whether an interested buyer is using an association MLS website or a host of listing syndicated sites like Zillow or Trulia. The buyer can view listings as soon as they enter the market. The buyer no longer needs to wait for the agent to research available properties. the buyer has immediate access to listings. With these innovations and a change in consumer behavior and demands, the real estate community has rapidly changed. Like consumers, agents can access information no matter where they are. They have instant access to both written and oral communication and the ability to disseminate information through multiple channels in an instant. However, with these fast-paced changes comes the never-ending need to quickly embrace new technology and learn how to implement it into business models seamlessly and professionally. The list of new and updated technology and systems includes video production and marketing, transactional management software, lead management software, cloud-based storage, electronic devices, including phones, computers, tablets, and cameras, social media outlets, and more. Real estate agents have to scramble to keep up with new technologies, including how to implement them in their businesses, as it is necessary to know the capabilities of their tools. Fortunately, companies like Apple and Google provide classes on how to use their tools. Champions School of Real Estate provides workshops and CE classes on how to use new technologies in the field of real estate. Mobility continues to be the trend with both real estate agents and agencies. As real estate agencies race to reduce office space, agents are spending less time in offices and more time working from home or a completely mobile office. Agents then must have reached the point where they can function almost entirely outside of the corporate office. Smart devices must allow agents to be fully functional while in the field. Mobile apps enable agents to map areas, research properties, and acquire other relevant data with a simple search. Agents can receive email and text messages, post videos, and send documents to clients and colleagues without ever having to go to the office. Hot technology buys for the successful agent. What technology tools should agents invest in? Bullet, buy a smartphone like an Apple iPhone or an Android. Put all your contacts into Microsoft Outlook and sync them into your new phone. Bullet, buy a new laptop, notebook computer, with enough hard drive space and memory for all of your files. Bullet, buy a new wide-angle digital camera. The lens must go down to the equivalent of 28 millimeters or less. Bullet, buy a car/air power adapter or inverter for your notebook. You're going to need it everywhere. Bullet, subscribe to Top Producer online. Bullet, buy an external hard drive for easy, inexpensive backup of your valuable data. Bullet, buy an inexpensive all-in-one memory card reader. Bullet, buy USB flash drives for easy data storage and portability. Prices continue to fall as capacities rise. Bullet, buy G Suite, Google's cloud-based solution for keeping track of documents, spreadsheets, and contacts in real time. G Suite allows for easy collaboration and sharing access with your team or assistant. Bullet, download Skype or Zoom for free. With these apps, agents can perform virtual walkthroughs and also video conference with clients on the go or at the office. Think about it. Technology moves the real estate industry in a new direction. Technology has propelled many industries in new directions. For example, modern travel revolves around getting on the internet and price checking between Expedia and other discounters who advertise fiercely on television. Companies such as Uber and Lyft have created competition within the transportation industry, taking business away from traditional cab companies. Websites and apps, such as Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, and Facebook, along with text messaging, have essentially replaced traditional communication over landlines. Like these other industries, real estate has been affected by online real estate companies such as Zillow, Trulia, and Redfin, competing for the attention of license holders by changing the way we search for buyers, sellers, tenants, and landlords. Recent studies show that the majority of home searches begin with the consumer going online and searching by themselves. They can map the area, price compare, get school district information, and acquire other important data, all with an internet search. MLS systems syndicate their data to companies like Redfin, Trulia, Zillow, and Realtor.com, who then compile the MLS listings into one searchable, user-friendly website or app for consumers. Given that 95% of buyers use online services, around 43% of whom start their home search online, this has obviously been a game changer in the real estate arena. Redfin is a real estate site with a large following, more than 20 million visitors per month, that offers brick and mortarless real estate services. What does this mean exactly? Redfin combines online search tools, which buyers can use to view listings and picture galleries, as well as take virtual tours of properties from the comfort of their own living rooms, with real agents in the field who are ready to meet with buyers as soon as they want to view a home in person. Redfin is largely buyer-focused, capturing buyers who view their listings and then parsing out the leads to their own Redfin agents who are employees of the brokerage rather than independent contractors. The company has found a way to successfully keep the leads in-house by offering not only an online venue for buyers to search for their dream home, but also a human component to personalize the experience. Buyers are pleased because the agents' commissions are lower due to their employee status at the brokerage. Zillow and Trulia are similar yet different sites that offer consumers and agents access to a plethora of services and home and market data. Zillow, for example, obtains its data from MLS systems, FSBOs, builders, brokers, and franchises, so that consumers and agents can gain access to listings that might not be on the local MLS. Consumers who start their home search on Trulia can search zip codes for listings, view photo galleries and virtual walkthroughs, access crime statistics, research area restaurants, and shopping, calculate commute time to and from the home, and determine monthly mortgage payments. Buyers can also get pre-qualified for a mortgage. Both Trulia and Zillow link to informative blogs geared toward potential home buyers and sellers. Zillow and Trulia both allow FSBOs to post their properties to the sites, giving them much wider market exposure than was possible before, coupled with the ability to track their leads. Buyers and sellers also have an option to find an agent. Realtor.com is based almost entirely on MLS data from around the country, so it is touted as the most up-to-date app. Just like Zillow, Trulia, and other similar sites, Realtor.com provides links for both realtors and consumers, as well as real estate-related blogs, relevant news and articles, and the ubiquitous property search function, which can be tailored according to search criteria. Agents can make technology work for them instead of against them. Some agents choose to subscribe to these syndicated sites, purchasing leads through them, which can increase their revenue. However, remember that the most current data is the data on your MLS. Agents can use their MLS to pull expired listings for marketing or run a search of leases that will be expiring and market to them. Focus on those buyers looking for a certain price point lease. Brokerages like Redfin have been able to take control of the process by keeping everything in-house while offering online search and services comparable to Zillow and Trulia. An example of a real estate aggregator that many agents love to use is ListHub, which is one of the leading real estate players in the game. ListHub is like a super freeway of real estate traffic that many large brokerages choose to travel daily, connecting to publishers like Homes.com and Realtor.com, as well as several MLS systems. If ListHub is the freeway and market data is the traffic, the user is the transit authority that can route the traffic in any direction that they like. Reports generated from ListHub can be used by brokers and agents for data and metrics to guide their marketing campaigns. ListHub allows users to compare sites like Realtor.com and Zillow and Homes.com metrics. Hot topics in real estate: home search apps. Today, buyers and sellers have many options when it comes to choosing an agent, and with sites like Zillow gaining popularity with consumers, buyers and sellers now have options that do not even include agents. Traditionally, real estate agents were the gatekeepers of market knowledge. If a buyer needed to find a house, he or she contacted an agent, and off they would go to view listings. Now the control has been shifted by home search apps. FSBOs, once a treasure trove for agents to prospect, can now list their own property via these apps, track interest, and even get offers through the app itself, eliminating the need for an agent entirely. Many agents are grappling with the question of whether or not to submit their listings to home search sites that do not pull primarily from the MLS. Several brokers have started to pull back from syndicating their market data to these apps. This creates a bit of a dilemma for many agents, as agents have a duty to their clients to look after their best interests. Certainly, sharing listings with home search sites that are viewed nationwide will increase the buyer's pool for clients' listings. However, by doing so, brokers and agents are losing control of the process. Trying to regain that control would be in the agent's best interest, not in the client's. Is it in the best interest of a client for an agent to push listings to home search apps or for the agent to keep control of the process? How can agents compete with the internet? Websites and apps. Mozart. How does a brokerage reach potential clients through the internet? Moz.com is an SEO, search engine optimization, toolset that helps businesses improve their search visibility and site rankings on the internet. It is an all-in-one SEO toolset, so you do not have to hire an SEO writer. Moz also offers Moz Local, which allows you to improve your local search performance, strengthening your local marketing power. Nearly 70% of U.S. adults have a Facebook account, so why not take advantage of that fact when you market? Facebook Live videos are very much on trend and are easy to post. As an agent, you should always have your smartphone or tablet with you. You can easily film a short video from your device while you're out in the field, and then post it to Facebook. No specialized technical knowledge is needed to reach an audience with whom you can share your video over and over, so it will keep working for you even after you have moved on to posting other videos. Roomy. Sometimes buyers have trouble visualizing how to make a space work for them. They might not be able to figure out how to arrange furniture in a house that you are showing them. Though many agents work with home stagers, this can often be expensive and time-consuming. Now there is Roomy.com. A 3D virtual design tool, Roomy offers virtual staging teams who manage the design process so that the brokers and agents can focus on closing the deal. Many brokers are already utilizing similar software to post virtually staged photos of their listings on the MLS and other sites, like Realtor.com, so potential buyers can see decorating options. Matterport. Virtual reality and interactive 3D experiences are no longer a science fiction fantasy. They are a reality. A virtual reality tool for the real estate industry is Matterport.com. Matterport is a marketing tool that allows real estate agents to bring their listings to life in 3D. Agents can leverage this technology to separate themselves from other agents in the market who are merely posting gallery images and 360 panoramas of their listings. Agents using Matterport capture their listings, creating 3D virtual showcases that are just like being there. Viewers can walk through a property from anywhere in the world. No specialized training is required, and most properties take around 1 hour to capture. There is an initial investment in the 360 camera and a web application that must be downloaded to smart devices. Matterport is just another example of how technology is changing real estate by enhancing the home buying experience and creating buyer engagement. AdWorks. AdWorks is a website that can help real estate professionals create awareness for their prospects by advertising to their database on websites, mobile apps, and Facebook. Brokers can utilize AdWorks.com to recruit agents for their firms and teams. Agents can use AdWorks to promote their brand to potential clients, follow prospects online, and target local people in the market who can use their services. Agents can target ads right down to the zip code. CINCPro.com is a real estate platform that advertises better leads, higher conversion rates, and faster growth for real estate teams. CINC offers products and mobile solutions like CINC Agent, Open Houses, and Etta Homes to help agents capture prospects' contact information and manage leads. Get it done. To-do lists are a necessary evil for every busy agent. Throughout an agent's education and training, he or she will hear the phrase, "write it down," innumerable times. Now agents can leverage technology by utilizing Get It Done. GetItDoneTap.com. Get It Done is a task manager that users can access via a web browser or smart device. Users can prioritize and can set up reminders to complete certain tasks. Busy brokers can even delegate tasks to assistants and team members through the app, which will automatically appear in the assistant's inbox. The app is available for iPhone and Android and supports Google Calendar, Apple iCal, and other calendar apps. LoopNet. Commercial real estate agents have many resources available to them as well. LoopNet, loopnet.com, is the realtor.com of the commercial market, connecting commercial agents and clients. Agents can search for and post properties for sale and lease, as well as advertise their services on the site. LoopNet also provides a downloadable app with access to commercial listings anywhere, anytime. CoStar.com functions much like a residential MLS, connecting commercial agents with brokerages, owners, lenders, property managers, appraisers, and investors. Agents have access to data and tools through the site and can use the site to pull information for market research. Buyers can track millions of commercial listings through the site. Commercial brokerages should be utilizing this technology to grow their business and increase their sales revenue. LandWatch. LandWatch.com is the site where consumers and agents can search for raw land. LandWatch has become a popular site for retirement-age Americans searching for land near areas of interest, such as lakes, beaches, mountains, or recreational areas. LandWatch is also helpful for finding hunting land, farm, and ranch land, and timberland. Blogs, the delivery of information. Many blogs are like public journals posted by an individual. The author of the blog, called a blogger, uses the different media to express his or her feelings, thoughts, and opinions about a specific subject or event. Some blogs are like technical manuals, how-tos, on specific topics. Each blog post can be a separate subject or a part of a larger series. Real estate bloggers often post blogs about current market and home trends and top 10 lists of what sellers can do to get more money for their homes. The best advice for bloggers is to stay current. Real estate markets and buying trends are continually changing, and readers, whether consumers or professionals in the business, want up-to-date posts and hot information. Post a link to your Facebook and Twitter accounts when you have an updated blog available. Limiting your blog liability. Add an agreement to your blog requiring those who post to warrant that all material they post is original and non-defamatory. Include a disclaimer that you assume no responsibility for the accuracy of any information. If you do not want others to copy your material, add a copyright notice stating that information on your blog may not be used without your permission. Bloggers who worry about liability for user comments can take heart with the outcome or ruling from the California Supreme Court that held that the owners of online sites are not responsible for defamatory statements posted by others. The court did say that the original sources of those statements could be held liable